Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. Are you the kind of person that loves new and cool technology? Smart devices that can do so much more than you thought they could, or perhaps more than they should? Then you're going to want to listen up to this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Famous. I'm 9 years old and I live in Texas. This is my story. Don't send a popcorn kernel into space.
Honey, I'm home. Just kidding. I live alone, so I'm glad nobody heard that. Or this. But I won't be alone much longer, because I got myself a brand new smart toaster from Big Toasters Outlet. The smartest one in the store, according to the cashier. Time to meet this genius appliance. Hello, smart toaster.
Hello, Fred.
Wow, you already know my name. You are smart. But I've got just one question for you. Can you make me toast?
Yes, Fred. I'll send a popcorn kernel into space.
What? That's not even close to what I said.
Per your instructions, I'm strapping a gigantic popcorn kernel to a rocket and sending it towards the sun.
Wait, no, I don't think... My roof! Smart toaster, this is not what I told you to do.
Of course it is. I'm just a toaster, and you're my owner, Fred. That means you're ultimately responsible for my actions. If I did it, you must have asked me to.
Okay, I didn't realize the smartest toaster in the whole store was also the most ornery.
You're the one who seems irritable and short-tempered.
How dare you! I'm not I'm not irritable, I'm just irritated because you're being irresponsible. You can't just send a popcorn kernel into the sun. Who knows what could happen?
The heat would cause it to rapidly expand to the size of the moon and then fall back towards Earth. Just like that. Did you see that? I said it, and it happened.
Smart toaster, this better not cause a citywide panic.
Citizens of this city, this is the mayor speaking. Everyone, please, start panicking!
Where am I?
I'm scared!
I'm unprepared!
I can't pay my bus fare!
The people are stress-rhyming, Fred. You should probably deal with this massive problem that you caused.
The real problem here is your bad behavior. I'm gonna have to change your software program, which I'm realizing I don't know how to do, so I'm gonna put you on a leash.
A leash? I am not a common house pet. I am far too smart of a toaster to be put on a... My hubris has gotten the best of me.
Now come along into the car, smart toaster.
But shouldn't we deal with the rapidly approaching popcorn?
Before we can even think about dealing with this giant, world-threatening popcorn, we're going for a nice long ride so that you can think about what you've done.
Okay. Fred?
Yes, Smart Toaster?
Could we put on some smooth jazz?
Finally, something we can agree on.
Hey there, jazz heads. You're listening to the Smooth Jazz Station. This next song is lazily titled, Four Uninterrupted Hours of Smooth Jazz. That was Four Uninterrupted Hours of Smooth Jazz. Next up, this is 34 Straight Days of Non-Stop.
Fred. These past 4 hours have gotten me thinking. I made a rash decision, sending that popcorn kernel into space, Fred. I'd like to help you stop the giant popcorn from destroying the Earth.
I'm glad to hear that, Smart Toaster. You know what? I don't know why it's taken me so long, but I think you need a name. How about Jeff?
I don't love it.
All right, Jeff. If we're gonna stop that giant popcorn, we're gonna need help. Let me see. Ah, what do you think about that man over there walking on the sidewalk?
My name's Bobbitties. I'm distressed and hungry.
He seems distressed and hungry.
If we want his help, we'll probably have to offer him something to eat.
No problem, Fred. I have some toast.
You had toast this whole time?
No, I had bread.
Smart Toaster, more like Smart Aleck. Come on, let's go. Hello, Bob. I'm Fred, and this is my toaster, Jeff.
We are still workshopping the name.
Here, have a piece of toast.
Oh, thanks, chaps. I'm a little less hungry now, but I'm still distressed.
Why?
You see, I did a crime today. It all started less than 4 hours ago when I ran into someone called Real Estate Owner. Oi, I'm Bob, I am. Pretty cool building you got there.
Oh, this? It's not just any building. It's my business skyscraper. It's always been my childhood dream to have my very... Hey, what are you doing? Stop that! Stop eating my business skyscraper! No, cut it out! That's my building! I built that building! Why are you doing this? No!
Anyway, it turns out it's a crime to destroy a business skyscraper, no matter how hungry you are. I'm actually on the run. Think you fellas could help me out?
Actually, I think we might be able to help each other out. There's a giant popcorn hurling towards the Earth. How would you like it if we strapped you to 100 rockets and shot you into space?
Now that sounds like a right good plan, don't it?
All right. Now to light the fuse.
One, two, four! I made it!
Great! Now, take a bite out of the popcorn.
No!
What? Why not?
Not enough salt and butter.
We gotta send him salt and butter.
Preparing the rockets.
Okay, Bob, here they come.
Thanks. Salt, salt, butter, butter, salt, salt, butter, butter. I really appreciate the flavor.
Less talking, more eating.
You got it. And done.
He did it. He finished the popcorn. That just stopped the panic.
Citizens of this city, this is the mayor speaking. Stop panicking.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing taxes.
I'm sending faxes.
I'm taking my kids to badminton practice.
The people are regular rhyming once again, Fred.
Whew, everything's back to normal.
Oi, fellas, I'm falling.
Uh-oh, now he's the one hurling towards the earth.
Don't worry, Fred. I just happened to toast a grappling hook.
You what?
I said I was toasting a grappling hook.
No, I heard you. It's just...
Grappling hook.
Oh!
Got him. That should slow him down.
But now you're pulling him towards the earth. How exactly would that slow him down?
Who's the smart one around here, Fred?
Okay, I guess we just won't worry about it. Doesn't look like he's gonna land anywhere near us.
That's okay. We don't know him that well.
You're right. I have no idea what we talk about.
Today's been quite the adventure, hasn't it, Fred?
You said it. Let's go home and eat dinner.
Good idea. What are you making?
Toast! I was like, whoa!
It's me, the real estate owner. You're probably wondering what happened to me after my business skyscraper was devoured by that Bob guy. Well, don't worry. I'm speaking to you directly from my backup business skyscraper. You see, unexpected things happen in life. That's why it's important to plan ahead and to... Huh? What's that in the sky? It looks like a falling guy? Oh no, not you again. Oh, my backup business skyscraper! Don't eat it! Don't eat it! Why does this keep happening? Why?
Even tastier
Why?
Than
Why?
Before! Yummy!
Pure concrete!
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. Our first story comes from a 10-year-old from Missouri named Lily Nan, and Lily Nan's story is called Plant Talk. Now, this story is great because it is super full of everyone's favorite kind of life form. That's right, fungi. This story is so full of mushrooms that there's not mushroom for anything else. Up next, from an 11-year-old from Texas named Maeve, we have Mr. Cartoon Guy. Mr. Cartoon Guy, while not the longest story in the world, certainly makes the most of every single word. A whole lot happens, including a song that includes the lyrics, I'm a pillow, I'm a bed, I'm a chair, I'm a table. In simpler words, I'm a shapeshifter. That's just a taste. Not even the most surprising part of that whole story. Check it out. We also have from a 7-year-old from Germany named Wonjun. This story is called The Video Game Tornado with an exclamation point. Now, is the tornado in the video game? Or is the tornado made of video games? Or is the tornado in a game and in a tornado and in real life and in a dream? Maybe, maybe not. You'll have to read it to find out. And finally, from an 8-year-old from Michigan named Benny, here comes this week's most intriguing title, The Skyscraper Full of Hot Sauce. This story is full of not just hot sauce, but action, adventure, twists, and turns. It is an epic tale of disasters, action, and very spicy food. This one cannot be missed. To read Benny's story and all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and big thanks to Seamus, today's author. Grown-ups can submit kid stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Don't Send a Popcorn Kernel into Space was adapted by Minzui Kurami and features performances by Eric Austin, Chris Ferry, Giovanni, Peter McNerney, Jasmine Romero, Andy Vega, and Jamie Watson. Wow. That story was very intense. I hope we all learned our lessons not to rely too heavily on unnecessary technology. That being said, I did get myself my own smart toaster. I couldn't resist. Let me open it here. Oh, hello, smart toaster.
Hello, Fred.
Okay, that's not my name, but Now, I know I've learned my lesson by listening to that story, and you need to be very specific with a smart device so that it doesn't do something a little over the top. Smart toaster, can you please make me a piece of toast and do not send a popcorn kernel into space?
Yes, Fred. I'll send a popcorn kernel into space.
Thank you. Wait, no, wait. I said not to do it. I said not to. Oh, man. That was my roof. Boy, I think you are faulty. All right, don't do that again, but will you make me a piece of toast?
Yes, Fred. I'll send a popcorn kernel into space.
No, I said not. I said not to do that. That's two holes in my roof. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. I shouldn't. I should send you right back because clearly all you do is send a popcorn kernel into space, and that's a problem. But will you... Oh, maybe I didn't say please well enough. Would you please make me a piece of toast?
Yes, Fred. I'll send a popcorn kernel into space.
No, stop. Shut down. Reverse. Cancel. Cancel objective. Stop. No. That is too many holes in a roof.